Like to call to order meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education. Please rise as Wildcat Company, our Naval Junior ROTC, presents our colors, and we will then have the pledge to the flag.
Attention, salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And you may be seated. Thank you. First is the approval of the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. McLean. Please cast your vote. Agenda is approved unanimously. Moving to special reports and presentations. First is our good news segment. Ms. Webb, we'll start with you.
Okay, I have Glenwood. Glenwood served 111 students during the four-week summer learning camp. Students grew their reading and math skills while experiencing stream activities and took a field trip to Zoo Knoxville. They had a visit from Commissioner Schwinn and other state dignitaries, including the Lieutenant Governor. This visit was part of the Read 360 bus tour. The students and faculty loved meeting Rocky the Reading Raccoon during the tour.
Mr. Stevens.
Thank you. Okay. Stated she wanted to be a lawyer that helps with immigration. Miss Naive reached out to a local attorney who specializes in immigration, and Mr. Michael Behan came to help. She was able to have Mr. Behan come to her class and talk about what it takes to become a lawyer. Great, great job. Thank you very much, Mr. Behan. And that was Willowbrook.
Ms. McLean.
Okay, I have good news from the district. A group from Oak Ridge Schools, including Oak Ridge Schools STEM Coordinator Kathy Faust, Supervisor of Special Education John Stoltz, Oak Ridge High School Special Ed Teacher Heather Lentz, and Willowbrook Principal Jen Laurendine traveled to Washington, D.C. to participate in the Smithsonian Zero Barriers in STEM workshop. The team worked to complete a logic model that will increase the number of students with disabilities who register for advanced math, science, and CTE classes at Oak Ridge High School. This work focused on vertical alignment from pre-K through high school. And that's just some of the news from the district.
Ms. Eagle.
And more good news from Willowbrook. Willowbrook has had multiple community partners assist with school supplies for students and staff. ADFAC has donated 190 backpacks to Willowbrook. Paragon employees packed and delivered them. Canterfield Assisted Living hosted a school supply drive for students. And St. Stephen's Episcopal Church hosted a supply drive for teacher items. The Bears for Bots are officially registered. Sponsor, Becky Sensabaugh, is excited about what is to come for this group. Willowbrook Elementary hosted a Meet the Teacher event on July 21st for grades 1 through 4. Over 100 parents came to the event to meet their teacher prior to the first day of school.
And back to Ms. McLean for more good news.
Okay, I have good news from Robertsville. Robertsville students represented Oak Ridge Schools proudly at the National TSA Conference in Dallas, Texas. TSA students entered 12 events and placed in the top 10 of CAD Foundations and Children's Stories. The students were incredible competitors at the event, and they are already planning the strategy for next year's competition.
And for my good news, I'm going to defer to Mr. Lay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, and I appreciate the privilege to make these introductions. First of all, to my right, okay, you want to come out here where everyone can see you? Okay, this is our Lieutenant Colonel Williams. He is the Senior Naval Science Instructor at Oak Ridge High School, and we are so pleased to have you, sir.
Thank you.
And we have new administrators this year, okay? In fact, actually, traditionally, this has been a huge year of turnover for us. First of all, we have Mrs. Melinda Massaglia. Please stand. She is the principal of Linden Elementary. Welcome to Oak Ridge Schools. And this isn't a new face, but a new assignment. Mr. Jason Nussbaum. He is the assistant principal at Willowbrook Elementary. And Mr. Ben Fowler, he is the new assistant principal at Jefferson Middle School. And Mr. Nick Corrigan, he is the principal at Robertsville Middle School. And last but not least, Mr. Drayton Hawkins, he is our principal of Oak Ridge High School. And I will also share that he became a grandfather last
saw
Friday.
Saw the picture today.
Yes, yes, yeah. Okay. And I want to make one more introduction just because I think this is neat. Mr. Brewer, Ben Brewer, is an eighth grade history teacher at Jefferson Middle School, has just moved to Oak Ridge and said, I want to be part of this community. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. And that's the last of my good news.
And that's just, believe it or not, some of the good news of things that are taking place in the Oak Ridge schools. She did. Yeah, we're good. Okay, moving on. The next item on the agenda is our public forum. The public forum is for anyone who would like to address a topic that is not on the agenda. You may address a topic that is on the agenda when it is presented. At that time, please raise your hand to be recognized. If you choose to address the board, you will have 3 minutes to speak. The board may or may not respond to your comments or may have the superintendent address your concerns. When you speak, please come to the podium, sign in, and then state your name and address for the board. Is there anyone who wishes to address the board at this time? Seeing no one, we will move on to the consent agenda, and I would entertain a motion.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. Agle. Any discussion? Please cast your vote. And the motion passes unanimously for the consent agenda approval. We have a lot, to say the least, of items for action, and we'll move to those now. Item A is technical assistance agreement for grants compliance. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the technical assistance agreement for grants compliance.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
This is a fiscal pre-monitoring supports grant that will be used to fund the technical assistance as it's laid out in the proposal. If you've looked at that proposal, you can see there's a lot of help they're going to be giving us in the area of compliance around the uniform administrative requirements, cost principles, and audit requirements for most of the federal awards that we received last year. So this is part of the grant from Tennessee to help us monitor all of this, all of those things going back and forth between those accounts.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. My computer is a little sick, but we're working on it. Motion passes unanimously. Item B, FY23 ESSER Planning Grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY23 ESSER Planning Grant, which provides funds for planning, data collection, and monitoring through contracted services.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
This item and the next item are just a renewal of what we had last year, so what was unspent is moved to this year, and that's what you're approving in, on this agenda item.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote.
Can I just hold up my... Yeah, don't, just stay on that and I can just verbally vote over here.
Motion passes unanimously. Item C, FY23, Best for All Grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY23 Best for All Grant funds to provide student devices in grades 5-12 as well as other building-level instructional technology.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Agle, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
And again, this is just approving this new Best for All Grant, carrying it over from the first year.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item D, FY23 Voluntary Pre-K Grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY23 Preschool Voluntary Pre-K Grant in the amount of $459,638.78.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
As the board knows, this is something we do every year, and this grant, as a reminder, provides funding for 5 pre-K classrooms to provide services for 104 year-old students.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item E, FY23 American Rescue Plan, ARP, IDEA Grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY23 American Rescue Plan, IDEA Grant.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
This grant is about $220,000. The funds will be used to continue with the additional special ed TAs that were hired at Woodland and Glenwood last year, so we'll continue those. And then we have a new TA position at Oak Ridge Preschool and one full-time special education teacher at Jefferson Middle School.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote.
And I'm not there yet, so.
Motion passes unanimously. Item F, purchase of replacement and new food service equipment. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the purchase of new and replacement food service equipment from Douglas Food Stores Incorporated in the amount of $172,807.97.
Comments or questions? Ms. Eagle.
Will this enable us to actually prepare more from scratch, or is it kind of continuing what we have been doing and just the reheating of things?
That's a good question. I don't think we have Jennifer here tonight. Mr. Thacker, Mr. Lee.
It was my understanding that the newer equipment just allows us to prepare food faster. So I'm assuming we will follow the same plan that we did last year as far as what we prepare from scratch, but we will be able to cook it, prepare it quicker.
It also replaces a lot of the tables and equipment that it's not a lot of cooking equipment. There's only a small amount of cooking equipment, but a lot of the serving equipment is what's being replaced.
Ms. McClain.
So when is all of this going to come and be installed?
Once you approve it, we'll place the order, and then that's going to be dependent upon the supply chain. So it'll probably trickle in over the next, I'd say, 6 to 14 months.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, now that I'm back organized here, we do need a motion to approve this, so I would entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. Webb. Any other comments or questions? Dr. Borchers? Additional. All right. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item G, blanket purchase order for Home Depot. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of a purchase order in the amount of $50,000 for incidental purchases at Home Depot for FY23.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Ms. Eagle. I've probably told this story, but this tells you what a newcomer on the board sometimes is faced with. The first time I saw this, I very astutely asked the question, why are we purchasing blankets at Home Depot? I've learned a little bit better since
that's
then.
That's good. Well, and I'll explain for our public just so they realize what we're doing. But over the course of the year, maintenance operations will utilize supplies and materials from Home Depot in excess of $25,000 on multiple individual purchases for a variety of different things. Single purchases typically are less than $2,500, but collectively will exceed $25,000 from this single vendor. So that's why we're bringing that forward tonight.
Other comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item H is the purchase of video scoreboard for Ben Martin Track. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the purchase of a video scoreboard for Ben Martin Track from Daktronics Incorporated in the amount of $197,466.69.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borchers.
The board has seen the memo there from Mr. Thacker, but very excited about this addition to the track complex. We think it's going to be very exciting. We needed to get this on this agenda because there's obviously a lead time in all of these different parts. They think we can probably get this in February if we approve it tonight, and tonight is the down payment of roughly $59,000.
Comments or questions? Ms. Webb.
Alan can probably give you more details, but it is fancy, and I will tell you one thing. It is loud, or it can be loud. I think we tested this in the parking lot last year, Alan, and it was louder than anything I've heard at Blankenship, and it was about 25%.
Correct. Right. So it does include the sound system with it. It does allow us the opportunity to video the actual events and project them on the screen, as well as keeping track of time, keeping track of the athletes and the events. Also has advertising panels that would be able to help pay for this over time if we look at that as well.
Hearing no other additional comments, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item on the agenda is the FY23 Oak Log Yearbook Bid. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of accepting the bid from Herf Jones for the annual Oak Log Yearbook in the amount of $48,895.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borchers.
The bid by Herf Jones was the bid that was at the best price that met all the specifications for Oak Ridge High School.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item, FY23 Performance Excellence Proposal from Wolf Consulting. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY23 Performance Excellence Proposal from Wolf Consulting in the amount of $45,000.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
I'm just going to read a piece of this, and of course, we're always trying to get better in the Oak Ridge schools, and this is another strategy to do that. But on that proposal, it states facilitation of organizational improvement to advance Oak Ridge schools' journey to excellence. Engagement will apply the Baldrige Performance Excellence Framework to address identified gaps by partnering with Oak Ridge leaders to redesign, align, and integrate systems for leadership, strategic planning, measurement, customer and workforce engagement, and operational effectiveness. So just a lot of systemic organizational performance work, and we're pretty excited about now in our second year.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item K, robotic field painter lease. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of a lease agreement with Intelligent Marking USA Incorporated in the amount of $42,000.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
Well, STEM is a big part of the Oak Ridge schools, so this would be having a robot, if you will, mark our fields much faster than a human, and probably more accurately, Mr. Thacker. But this is a six-year lease and then an annual payment of $7,000. But Mr. Thacker has seen this in action, and I can't wait to see it mark our fields.
Comments or questions? Ms. McLean.
So is this what fields will be marked?
We'll be marking the soccer field, the practice football field, also the lines for any of the track events on the practice football field, the lower practice football field, the practice band field across the road, and the two practice football fields for the middle schools.
Cool. Does it do baseball too?
It will do baseball, and we'll be programming it to do that as well.
Excellent. Thank you.
Would you let us know when you're going to do that? I'd just like to come see that happen.
I was impressed. It takes us about 2.5 hours. If everything works perfect to do the soccer field, it did it in 20 minutes.
Wow. Well, let's hope that I don't want the superintendent calling any of the board members and say, we've got a problem. The lines look like S's.
Well, it was it's all done with GPS coordinates, right. So it was less than a centimeter off.
That's amazing.
That's the numbers that they gave us, and we strung our lines, and their lines were much straighter than even ours.
We think it would make a great drone video from up above. To
yes,
let you
it
know.
Would. Yeah.
Is this also on the main
football field? Yeah, well, we don't have to do it on the blanket chip field because those lines are sewn in, but it will be on our practice field.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
All right, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item L, Cornerstone Program Management Group, LLC contract. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the Cornerstone Program Management Group contract to execute a phased capital improvement plan.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
As the board knows, we're constantly looking at housing and new enrollment, and after lots of conversation with staff, we felt like reaching out and having someone that's really watching this on a regular basis and helping us make some plans and more succinctly, as it says there, provide consulting services in regard to the district capital planning needs, including developing a plan for a possible new future school, central offices, and other needs. Needed school improvements or expansions. So really trying to take a look at our new enrollment, where it's coming from, boundary lines, all of those things in one area, and then to have this person come back and kind of make some recommendations based on what they're seeing. We're starting a committee that meets monthly. This person will be at least with us at least monthly, physically, maybe more virtually, but feeling like we need to get ahead of this and start making some plans. When you start talking about the potential of identifying sites or even purchasing land, we know how long that takes, so we want to make sure we're ahead of the game before we have too many more new students join us, which is a good thing.
Comments or questions? Ms. McLean.
I'm glad we're being proactive and looking ahead and anticipating before we have an overcrowding problem.
Yeah, absolutely, so, absolutely.
And having a third party make some of these decisions for us would be nice.
Yep, I think so too.
All right, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Before we get into the next segment, two comments I want to make, since this is really the beginning of the new school year for all of us. A lot of items on the board agenda tonight, and I've worked with these ladies and gentlemen long enough to know their dedication and their preparation. A lot of times, and for somebody watching, might say, well, they're not asking a lot of questions. Well, we hope we've had our questions answered for the most part before we get here. We have all of this material in our possession long before we meet and have the opportunity, if there's a problem, to contact the superintendent, who will get our questions answered for us or direct us to the appropriate person to answer that. I often thought, maybe, gosh, if I was watching this, I might think, well, they're just kind of going over that. Well, let me assure you, that's not taking place. Many hours are spent by these board members prior to this meeting. Second thing, and the superintendent will allude to this as well, we're getting ready to deal with a number of board policies, and you will see us do a first and second reading on these. The reason we're doing that is because these policies are policies that have come to us from Tennessee School Board Association, and these policies have become law through our state legislature. So TSBA takes that law, puts it in the form of a policy, sends it out to the school districts, and we can complain and argue and contact our legislators, but when it's law, we don't have a lot of choice but to take it as it is. So that's why you'll see us do first and second reading on a lot of these policies that we're about to start. First being Board Policy 1.104, Memberships. This is a first and second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 1.104, Memberships.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
For approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
Yeah, just a general comment about this policy and the next two. These have been updated to align with current practices, and the changes have been made to update that language in these next two this policy and the next two. So it's just some general updates and following current practices.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item N, Board Policy 1.105, School Board Legislative Involvement, a first and second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 1.105, School Board Legislative Involvement.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers,
again,
anything additional?
Just some minor strike-throughs and additions there.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. And I should have said this before we voted, but this doesn't have anything to do with changing the vote. One of the things the Tennessee School Board Association has been emphasizing this year is that local boards make more of an effort to meet, call, email, discuss with their representatives items that directly affect public education. And we're seeing that this is taking place to a greater extent than it has been in the past, and it's something we as a board need to continue to do. If our legislators don't hear our voice, then they think everything is okay and we accept everything. So it's one thing to complain or ask questions here, but it's also important that we do it on the state level and not just complain when sometimes good things do happen occasionally. We need to let them hear that we appreciate them supporting public education. Okay, moving on. Board Policy 1.204, Board Member Development Opportunities at First and Second Reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 1.204, Board Member Development Opportunities.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
And again, all they did there was strike through the NSBA language.
Comments or questions? And I would add there, this board, as do other board members, have opportunities and required opportunities to find out what's going on from what other school districts are doing to legal aspects that are taking place to legislative involvement and to help us as a board grow and to be in tune with and up to date with the things that are taking place across the state of Tennessee, again, in public education. So, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next, item P, Board Policy 1.806, Advertising and Distribution of Materials in the Schools. This is also a first and second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 1.806, Advertising and Distribution of Materials in the Schools, first and second reading.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
And TSBA recommended just a little bit more clarification defining the guidelines that we need to follow when accepting advertising fees.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. I haven't done this loud talking in a while. Mm-hmm. Item Q, Board Policy 2.806, Bids and Quotations, a first and second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 2.806, Bids and Quotations.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Agle. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, school boards will be able to increase their bidding threshold based on Public Chapter 1016. Boards can choose to increase that threshold to $25,000. The threshold can further be increased to $50,000 if the district has a central purchasing authority with a full-time purchasing agent and the board votes to increase that limit. Additionally, a new state law changes bidding requirements for insurance providers. Per Public Chapter 719, services from insurance providers are exempt from bidding requirements. And then you'll see those changes and what we recommended in that policy.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Item R, Board Policy 3.202, Emergency Preparedness Plan, a first and second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 3.202, Emergency Preparedness Plan.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
School districts are now required to conduct at least one virtual learning drill each year per Public Chapter 936. We've updated Policy 3.202 to reflect that requirement.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item S, Board Policy 4.212, Virtual Education Program, a first and second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 4.212, Virtual Education Program.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
Public Chapter 897 allows districts to utilize virtual instruction for up to 2 days each semester. This option can only be used in certain scenarios like severe weather, serious outbreak of illness, and assessments like EOC exams and ACT. We've updated Policy 4.212 to reflect this option.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item T, Board Policy 4.402, Reconsideration of Instructional Materials and Textbooks, first and second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 4.402, Reconsideration of Instructional Materials and Textbooks.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Ms. Webb.
And I'm going to read a summary from TSBA here for not only this policy, but the next policy as well, 4.403, just so everyone has all of this information. Public Chapter 744, known as the Age Appropriate Materials Act, creates new requirements for school boards. This act requires school boards to, one, maintain and post online a current list of the materials in the school library collection, and two, adopt a policy for developing and reviewing school library collections. This required policy must contain procedures for developing a library collection, receiving and evaluating feedback, and periodically reviewing the library collection to ensure that it contains materials appropriate for the age and maturity levels of students who may access them, and that it was suitable for and consistent with the educational mission of the school. And then getting into 4.403, to assist districts in complying with this law, TSB has created a new policy, which we just talked about, 4.402, and revised the existing policy, 4.403. Model policy 4.402 contains the process for handling complaints about textbooks and instructional materials, while model policy 4.403 has been reworked to align with this new state law and focuses solely on library materials. Additionally, we expect the State Textbook Commission and Instructional Materials Quality Commission to release further guidance on this topic by December 1st of this year. So lots of information there, but that's how these two policies work with each other.
Comments or questions from the board? I know at summer law, there was discussion on this, particularly the last thing you said in regard to in December, this may not be the same that you just read.
Yep.
So we need to stay tuned to this.
and make sure that we're on the right path with it. And the discussion was mixed, to be honest with you, as you might imagine. This, just as my opinion, I talked with other board members, puts a lot of work on, additional work on our library folks that probably doesn't need to be there, but it's the law and that's what we have to do. Other comments or questions? So we're voting on board policy at this time, 4.402. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. And we move on to, you heard the superintendent reference board policy 4.403, which deals with the library materials. This is first and second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of board policy 4.403, library materials.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers, anything additional?
Nothing additional, but just pertains to library materials.
Ms. Eagle.
I will vote for this only because state law mandates it, but our legislature has made our very professional librarians functionally file clerks. And I object to that. I think this is stupid legislation. I have no choice.
Nor do we. You're right. Other comments? Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Board policy V, not board policy V, item V, board policy 4.406, use of the internet, a first and second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of board policy 4.406, use of the internet.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, we've updated this model policy to align with the requirements of Public Chapter 1002. This new law requires boards to have a policy in place regarding complaints about how vendors provide access to online content. The law requires districts to have a policy specifically allowing these complaints and stating how they'll be handled.
Comments or questions? Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item W, board policy 4.600, grading systems of first and second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of board policy 4.600, grading systems.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
A new state law changes the grading scale for students in grades 9 through 12 beginning in the 22-23 school year. Instead of using a 7-point scale, grades will now be reported on a 10-point scale for purposes of application for post-secondary financial assistance. We've updated this policy to align with this change. And I'll also add that although we didn't have to do that, we also aligned our middle schools with this policy as well.
Which makes sense. Comments or questions? Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item X, board policy 5.119, employment of retirees, a first and second reading.
Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 5.119, Employment of Retirees.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borges.
Yeah, I'm going to read a summary here that applies to this one and the next three. So all four of these next policies are related all together. Due to the increased vacancies across the state, the General Assembly passed Public Chapter 821, allowing an additional option for employment of retirees to fill these roles. To clarify the options for employing retirees, TSBA created Model Policy 5.119. Additionally, information on retirees has been removed from 5.200, 5.201, and 5.701 to help provide clarity. So this one and the next three are all related.
Comments or questions? This would be one of those times when you might call and say, thank you. Maybe. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item Y, Board Policy 5.200, Separation Practices for Tenured Teachers, a first and second reading. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 5.200, Separation Practices for Tenured Teachers.
I've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borges.
Nothing additional other than all related together.
Questions? Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item Z, Board Policy 5.201, Separation Practices for Non-Tenured Teachers, first and second reading. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 5.201, Separation Practices for Non-Tenured Teachers.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borges.
Nothing additional. Yep.
Comments? Ms. Eagle.
Well, the main point of this one is that given that there was a lot of money during the pandemic, some systems hired additional teachers, and then when that money goes away, they have to let those teachers go. This simply says that if they were let go for a lack of funding, that they be given a letter stating that so that it does not impede their getting another job elsewhere. The next employer would know they were simply let go because there wasn't enough money.
Thank you. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. To the best of my knowledge, as we move on to the next item, and it's been a while since I've watched Star Trek, but we've moved to where no man fears to go or has gone before. I can't remember exactly how that comes. We've never gone this far, and so we've now got to go to double A. So we're doing it. Double A, Board Policy 5.701, Substitute Teachers, first and second reading. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 5.701, Substitute Teachers.
Per the superintendent's recommendation? No, yes. You've moved to approve. Sorry, got ahead of
it.
We've been doing this so long, it's just kind of motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borges.
Again, just additional information on retirees has been struck in this policy.
Comments or questions? Is Matt, just a curiosity question, you can just shake your head. Have we picked up more substitutes this year? than last year?
Yes.
Good. That's a good thing. But we probably still need more. We can always use more.
Always.
So if you're listening, come to our HR office and sign up to be a substitute. It takes a little more than just signing up, however. If you're qualified to be a substitute. Comments or questions? Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Board policy AB, or item AB, board policy 6.200, attendance, first and second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of board policy 6.200, attendance.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
Per Public Charter 878, state law no longer permits the denial of a driver's license due to poor student academic performance. Accordingly, we've updated our policy.
Comments or questions? Yeah, I am too. There was some discussion on this at summer law as well in various areas, but. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Board policy A, item AC, board policy 6.318, admission of suspended or expelled students, first and second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of board policy 6.318, admission of suspended or expelled students.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
Previously, state law required that the Commissioner of Education be notified if a district denied enrollment to a student who had been suspended or expelled from another school district. Public Chapter 686 removes that notification requirement, and we have adjusted our policy as such.
Comments or questions? Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item AD, board policy 6.409, reporting child abuse, first and second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of board policy 6.409, reporting child abuse.
Refer to the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borchers.
Public Charter 841 narrows the category of individuals who must receive training on child abuse. In the past, state law required all school personnel to receive this training, but moving forward, this training will only be required for employees working directly with students. We have updated model policy 6.409 to align with this revised standard.
Comments or questions? Mr. Stevens.
So that
We obviously had discussion on this one as well. The comment, working directly with students. To me, if you're a crossing guard, you're working directly with students. And I hope that all of the people that are associated with the Oak Ridge Schools, whether it says so or not in this policy, if this should be reported, in their eyes, they report it. That's just the way it should be, regardless of whether you're with how you're working or how long you're working with a student. If you're involved with any of our students and you see this happen, we want you to report it, period. Yes. Okay, any other comments? Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. We have now completed our study of these policies. If those of you who are watching or here, one of the things that bothers me about some of these policies, not all of them, some of them, and I voice this when I can, our legislators talk about putting public education in the hands of the local districts. If you read some of these policies, that's not true. It's taking out a lot of decision making that should be made right here with our board, with our school administrators, our school personnel should be making the decisions to affect what we do in the Oak Ridge District. That's being taken away from us, I believe, in many areas, and that's why it's important for us to speak up when we have that opportunity. Okay, we move next to items for information, preschool Head Start COLA and Quality Improvement Fund. Dr. Borchers?
Yeah, Mr. Lee, would you mind describing that one, or Jennifer?
Yes, the reason we're not asking for approval on this is basically these funds go to Anderson County, who basically manage our Head Start funds. In most years, not every year, but most years, Head Start will take the opportunity to do a cost of living adjustment, and give us more funds. And this year, that's what they have done. So Anderson County contacted Mrs. Downer, told her what those funds would be, which is listed, and we just want to make you aware of that, please.
Comments or questions? Items for discussion, any old business or new business, communications, mentioned to the board, we meet again this month on August the 22nd, since we did not meet last month, and August the 24th, we will have our first school visit, and that will be to the Oak Ridge Preschool on August 24th. We'll look forward to that. And our calendars will begin to fill. Attend as many activities as you can. I think it's always important for us to be in the schools, not just when we pay that visit, but when other activities are going on as well. And I will close, and I know that when I make this statement, I'm speaking for the board. Regardless of what our governor failed to say, and regardless of what the person whose name I don't use did say, our teaching staff, our administrative staff, our support staff are the cornerstone of public education, and don't let anybody ever forget that. And we support you, we are there for you, and we as a board are going to do all we can do to see that you have the tools to do your job as a professional, which you are, and we thank you for that job. And that being said, we're adjourned.